interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Hello, and welcome to a special edition of the Jerry Jonestown Massacre. It's kind of a weird edition because I am out here in the Temple of Eye all by myself. Matt's not here. There's no bands, no guests. It's just me. It's kind of strange. I feel like I'm half Marc Maron this. Is that a word? Can you put ing on the end of Marc Maron? Who knows? Maybe I should sit here and start complaining about things or talking about life and getting philosophical like he does, getting a little angry with things going on around me. I don't know. But what I wanted to do was our Tuesday show this week, show 104, was a little chaotic. It was our second year anniversary show, and we also had the amazing band, the Cosmic Trigger, in. And we got really sidetracked. We didn't really get into, I don't know, I don't feel like we said thank you enough to everyone that has helped support and has been a part of this show. You don't understand how much we appreciate this. When we got done recording that night, the show was so crazy and balls to the wall. My brain wasn't working right because just before the show, our I.O. device decided to explode, and I had to quickly take it apart and fix it. But it was kind of all over the place, like normal. But I wanted to just take a few minutes here and thank everyone that has been, that has helped out the show. And just make sure you know that we are extremely grateful for everything you've done. You listeners, just listening and downloading all over the world. Our close friends, our friends in that have helped us out, that have helped make the show what it is. It's just, we really, really want to say thank you. Matt wanted to say thank you, but he felt he was too good to be here tonight. And that's why he's not here. So, with all the bands that have been in here, there's so many to thank. I'm not going to run down that list, but I do want to say a special shout out to our close friends that we talk to all the time. We've got Bigfoot, Jeremy down in Austin, Jeffrey Lord, Zach and Rebecca, Becky from the Ned Files, and then we'll throw number two in there, and I guess Cherub also. Everybody that hangs out in the group, the Ned Files group on Facebook. I mean, all you guys are fantastic. We also have Russ. He's been here. He's hung out with us. He's been a good guy to us. The Uppercut guys, Mike Bradley and Daryl next door, Yezzy, his wife, they bring stuff over, supplying us with beer, letting us experiment with their new beers, inviting us out to their events. That's great. We also want to thank our good buddy, I think we said his name the other night, Treb Bates. And, of course, the guy that's been kind of sitting in over the past couple of weeks for some reason. We're not sure why he keeps coming back, but Mike D, who is on his current North American tour with Aerosmith. So odd. So strange. And everybody up at the bars we frequent, Sparks and Texas Billiards. I know we kind of harp on y'all. We kind of make fun because it's just what we do. But we really do love you guys. Thank you guys for, you know, hanging out with us, letting us hang out there, taking care of us. And I also would like to thank, which me and Matt both forgot to do, we got to thank our families. My wife, my son, for letting me come out here every week and do this. And Matt needs to thank Brittany. And I thank Brittany for allowing Matt to come over here and do this every week. And, of course, Michaela, I don't think she's old enough to understand what thinking is, but, you know, we thank her for letting Matt come over also. And two other people we need to thank, that this show would not be where it is without them. First off, Mr. Will Dumke. He helped out a lot in the past year. He came on right at our New Year's show last year, and he hung out with us till October. Brought a lot of great ideas and a lot of material and guests to this show. We hadn't really started thinking about booking a lot of guests until he came in here and we had someone to do that for us. So we want to thank him. And we also want to thank Seth. Seth departed the show not too long ago, but from the ground floor. This was a three-man operation, a three-man project, and it was always meant to include him and to have him be a part of it. It's a little strange now, because I didn't think he would ever leave it. But as far as I feel, it's still odd. And I hope you guys bear with me and Matt for a little while we try to get our bearings straight and try to get things figured out. Hopefully the shows haven't been too rough without Seth. But going to a two-man operation and inheriting all the stuff Seth did behind the scenes, all the stuff he did, you know, on the show, but and just the communication we had going on behind the scenes was so crazy and so much fun. But I don't know, it sucks without him. So maybe one day he'll come back, who knows, or maybe we won't let him. All right, so now we're past all that thank you stuff. I hope we hit everybody we might have forgot. If not, you know, just remember, if we forgot you, it's not that we meant to. It's just there are so many people to thank, and we love you all. Kisses on the neck for you. Now, the main reason I wanted to do this tonight was because we gathered a lot of audio the other night at the Fort Worth Weekly Music Awards, the little showcase they had. If you haven't heard Jeff Lord's show by now, the Funky Town podcast, take a listen to it. And also our Off Radar. Aaron was out there with us. And we all ran around with our recorders. We talked to each other. We talked to other bands. We talked to, you know, we caught audio of bands playing. It's kind of cool, and with all three of our shows, it's kind of a good spread of what all happened that day. And after I didn't really know what to do with this audio. We got a bunch of it and talked to Matt about it. Me and him both weren't really sure. So what I want to do is I'm going to run you through our day. I think that's the best way to do it. Kind of put you in the scene of where we were and what was going on and the locations we were at. And then I'm also in between each of these places. I'm going to play either a song that we recorded of one of the bands that we're playing, if it sounds decent, or I'll play one of their recorded songs. So that way you can kind of get a feel of how our evening went. So first up, we all met up at Reservoir, and we were there to see our buddy and good friend Richard from Henry the Archer, and Kevin, and Matt. I'll include them. But we went to see Henry the Archer open up the day. They kicked off at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It was hot as hell. Reservoir is not a club or a bar you would normally go see a band. So what they did was they set a tent up outside. And if you want to kind of see what it looked like, check out Henry the Archer's page on Facebook. Some of the photos I took, he posted today. And you can kind of see the stage they were at and everything. But to kick it off, the first time I hit record was standing with Zach and Rebecca of I Happy Am. And in the background, you get to hear Henry the Archer doing the sound check and the crazy keyboards being tuned. Yes, the keyboards were being tuned. That's how crazy they are. So let's let that piece of audio hit this off, and we're going to play a song, either a recorded song or a live song of Henry the Archer after them, and then I'll be back.
Yeah, he's like a dumb rock and roll star.
So, I'm here with Rebecca and Zach.
Hi.
The first interview of the day. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing pretty well.
I'm doing pretty well myself.
Yeah, we're ready for some rock and roll.
Are you?
Yes.
If the band suck, would y'all rush the stage and take over instruments?
None of them are left-handed, so I can't. Rebecca will.
I might do that.
No, she will do it.
Okay, I will do it.
Okay, so who are y'all most excited out here to see?
Well, we're most excited to see Henry the Archer right now.
In the 4 o'clock hour, that's who you're most excited to see?
Yeah.
What about the 5 o'clock hour?
In the 5 o'clock hour, we're going to go over to the Trinity River Tap House and see Tribo.
Okay.
Because I have their CD, and they're pretty bitching.
And then I really want to see Secret Ghost Champion at 6 at Fred's.
At Fred's?
Yeah.
Because I've heard a lot of good things about him, and I haven't seen him yet.
And then we haven't decided 7 o'clock hour yet, but we're going to be back at Fred's for the Hendersons at the 8 o'clock hour.
I'm going to have to come over there and see that, because I haven't seen them.
They're
and I heard that
awesome.
It's amazing.
Really
so.
Yeah, it's like...
Now, how would y'all compare it to the Brian Wilson show y'all went and saw the other night?
Oh, it was amazing. And we Rodriguez opened up for him, which, I mean, his music is amazing. He called himself an ordinary legend. And then Brian Wilson had, like, the full setup. They played...
Yeah, and we got really close.
Yeah, we got the cheap seats, so they're off to the side, but they're still right on the stage. And, I mean, they had full lighting work, full all the songs, a whole, like, 3 different percussionists, horns, like, 3 guitars.
Yeah, I didn't know it was going to sound like just like the Beach Boys.
Yeah,
I thought it was just going to be, like, him by himself or something, which still would have been awesome, but... They really sounded like the Beach Boys.
One thing I've always wondered about him is, like, how does he get around? Does he still get around really
well? He walks.
Well?
Yeah, he...
And he even sings about it.
Yeah.
Like, get around. Yeah. Like, he doesn't,
like, limp or, like... No, he walks slowly.
Okay,
no, he's 73.
Okay. He's 73?
Mm-hmm.
And I wondered, like, all the drugs and abuse and everything, if it kind of took a toll or anything, if he's, like, you know... Have y'all seen the movie yet?
Yes.
Yeah, Love and Mercy was really good.
It was a good movie.
Was it?
Yeah.
And it, like, prepped us for seeing the
yeah.
live show.
Yeah, we were like, we're going to go see him, because we already bought the tickets, and we're like, let's see this movie, because, I mean, and it really didn't disappoint. Paul Dano played young Brian Wilson. He does an amazing performance.
What about John Cusack?
John Cusack was pretty good, too.
Was
yeah,
it?
Yeah, they're both, it was a great movie.
Yeah.
I want to see it. I really want to see it.
Yeah, I mean, I watched that movie, and then I put a bunch of Beach Boys on my iPod, and I was prepping for this show, and I was not disappointed.
And when we went to go see the movie, they gave us a free poster, so.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The movie tavern had, like, a bunch of posters left over.
Are we still
at
the movie tavern?
Yeah.
I thought I was going to have to go to Dallas to see it, like Vangelica or something.
No, I think there's a few places in Fort Worth doing it.
Okay. I'll have to go look at it.
Yeah, it's really good.
Well, I hope you have fun today.
Thank you.
And I'm sure we'll cross paths again.
I hope so. All right.
Later, y'all.
Bye.
Later.
Yeah. soon, and then now the nightmares we tell are free.
So after Henry the Archer ended their set, I ran up to the bar to get one of their chocolate milkshake alcoholic drinks there at Reservoir. And I ran into Aaron of Off Radar Podcast. I drug him out to where Jeff Lord, Matt, Richard, Richard's Brittany, and Matt's Brittany were all hanging out. And oh, and Zach was there, and so was Rebecca. And we had a little podcast orgy / gangbang as Biz Markie played in the background. And after that, we all kind of, you'll hear in this next clip, we talk about where we're going. But after that, Matt, Brittany, and I made our way down to Lola's to see the Bitch Bricks. And I can't remember if Jeff Lord and Mrs. Lord, I keep forgetting about Mrs. Lord, she was with him. I can't remember if they walked with us or not. But here's that clip. And after that, you'll get to hear a little bit of recorded Bitch Bricks. All right, so we're here at Reservoir. It's almost 5 o'clock, and I'm with three local podcasting legends. First up, Aaron.
Hey.
Jeffrey Lord.
Hey.
Are you rolling? I'm definitely rolling.
And of course, Matt Stubbs.
Hey, Dustin.
Good to see you, buddy.
Good to see you.
Happy Sunday, Matt.
Happy Sunday, Jeff.
Hey, happy Sunday.
I'm not playing your game.
Are you the Seth of our conversation now?
Sure, yes.
Okay.
You know what? Last week was Father's Day, right?
Yes.
And I had Aaron on. And I started thinking, I was like, happy Father's Day. It was a year ago that you guys were on for Father's Day.
Aaron's not a father.
I don't know. That's why I didn't tell him.
I don't claim to be a father.
Illegitimate children.
I was going to say, happy Father's Day. Oh, you don't have any kids. Well, tell me about your dad. Oh, never mind. Don't do that either. Yeah. Never mind Father's Day.
You have a total bad road you went on.
Yeah, so I didn't go down that road.
I think he put you on Father's Day for Suicide Watch.
No, it's fine. Father's Day is usually really relaxed for me. I don't got to deal with my mom. She takes off. All my friends are busy. It's another me day.
Yeah.
So it's a Cheetos and porn day.
Like every
usually.
Other day. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's one of 52 me Sundays.
Hey, we're all recording, Zach.
Look. Hey, guys. It's a big recording.
It's a podcast circle jerk.
Yeah, it is a circle jerk. We all got our microphones recording each other.
That's funny. All right, so Aaron, we just ran into you. Where are you going? What are you most interested in today?
Seeing bands, yeah. Seeing music. I think I might go see Jacob Furr.
Yeah.
I think that's where I'm going to next. Right now we're at Reservoir.
The rest of the day.
I love being depressed.
Okay.
Those are the real feelings. Laughter and enjoyment just hides heartbreak and pain.
Hides the real.
You're right. As Biz Markie is jamming in the background.
That's right.
This song sounds happy, but it's not really happy.
This song's about heartbreak.
Yeah, it's not about heartbreak.
It's about the real shit.
By Andre 3000's band. What's that band?
It was his solo album.
Oh, okay, yeah. Hey Y'all. That's a really sad song. Obadiah Parker does a cover of it. It's really, really great.
But you shake it like a Polaroid picture.
Yeah.
That brings out the party girl in all of us.
It's a picture of a lost love.
True.
I don't know.
So where are we going next, Zach?
I'm going to go see Tribo. Yeah. Is that where you're headed, Jeffrey Lewis?
Maybe. We might even split. He'll use his phone, I'll use the recorder.
Okay.
Taylor Craig Mills plays here next, and he's great.
Yeah.
As soon as Matt...
Yeah, Mills the company.
Yeah, we're gonna hit the road.
And Mrs. Stubbs. We'll go to... I think we're going to go to Lola.
That's a big plate of nachos.
Yeah,
who's the Lola's at 5?
I'll get to it.
Hey, don't run off yet. so don't run off just yet.
Okay. And we're obviously blocking traffic.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll catch up later.
Okay.
Clouds are blue right through us, I remember how it would hurt. You know the world is stronger when you're nothing but dirt.
So, this is where things start getting hazy, because Lola's was chaotic. Probably the most packed venue of the day, and it was hot, sweat was everywhere, we were sitting out on the outdoor porch, Matt and I fired up the recorder while hovering over a little girls' round table that was happening of Alif, Brittany, and Mandy. You'll get to hear that clip here. And we kind of jacked with them. Then Seth came into the picture. Jacked with him a little bit. And then the Me Thinks played. And I'm going to play a track. Or you're going to hear that clip. And then you're going to hear a track of the Me Thinks. And then after that track of the Me Thinks, you'll hear Matt interview Marlon and Johnny Trash Pockets of the Me Thinks, as they talk about their set and why God commanded them to wear capes for this show. It's kind of strange. So here you go.
All right. You got me, and you've got me. And we're sitting here, and we're kind of hovering over a girls' round table.
Yeah, we need to ask them what brand of douche they use.
So should we infiltrate the girls' round table?
Yes.
All right, girls' roundtable. We've got...
Hi, I'm Alif. Hi, I'm Brittany. Mandy Schuler.
All right, and Matt is wondering what kind of douche you guys use.
Douche? What kind of douche are you using? Summer's Eve, sir.
I don't need douche.
You don't?
My vagina doesn't stink.
Yours is that golden.
It is.
And that perfect.
It is.
You don't need anything
Ask Matt.
Else.
He'll tell you.
You know what it is? True.
My vagina is perfect and doesn't need douche. See?
You need to catch up on the show.
You use his calm as your douche.
Yes.
There you go. You use your significant other's calm as your douche.
Yes.
I can tell. I need a
significant other's.
Mandy, you're like 57, right?
Kinda. 36.
36. Okay. Okay, we'll roll with that. So what kind of douche do you use?
I'm waiting on a significant other.
But I don't need
one. I'm good. Clear as a goddamn bell.
Why does she need douche if she doesn't sleep with somebody?
I know. No. Actually, just water, actually. There's a whole thing with just water. I can't even talk about it.
I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about.
Do you like just sitting in the shower and just spraying it up in there and be like, yes?
Yes, yes.
I want to replace it every other week.
Holy shit, look who's behind us. local podcasting legend, Seth Ames. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you guys doing?
Doing pretty good. I don't know how to interview you.
But you can't really. No. Such a local legend, you can't really touch me, you know?
It's weird standing next to a golden god.
I know. I'm getting all these looks around. Just everyone goes, hey, that's the guy. That's the guy. That's the one. I'm like, I know, I know. Just everyone calm down. Give your panties sweat.
You've got like a golden halo just shining down on you, and everybody's scared to come up and talk to you.
I actually had this guy walking around with a spotlight going over my head as I walk around.
How much did you pay him?
He did it for free because he loves me so much.
Well,
calm down.
You know what? It's hot as fuck in here.
Yeah, it is. It's out here, by the way. We're outside.
We're outside. We're outside of Lola's. Having fun. Forrest is serving us drinks. Or do you keep going in to get a drink?
I got my first drink from him, and it was too goddamn strong, so I went inside. I'm like, it's Sunday. I can't be drinking that heavy.
It's Forrest. He's taking care of us.
Well, yeah. I appreciate his service, but fuck, it's way too heavy.
Damn. All right, so we're about to see the Methinks up on stage. Have you seen those guys running around here?
Have I seen them before? Oh, yeah.
No, but have you seen them running around?
Oh, yeah. I said hi to Trash Pockets a second ago. I tried to say hi to Ray, but I think that Brownie already hit him. I'm watching them set up in there, and I'm just laughing my ass off going, this right here is the epitome of local music. Like, they're just drunk, having a good time, wanting to jam. That's what they're doing, and it's great.
That's what makes local music. There's Trash Pockets right there.
Yeah, I haven't seen him yet. I don't think he recognized me. I said hi to Trucker. He was in there. I didn't recognize him either. He shaved his mustache off.
Totally did.
I'm sitting there talking to him. I didn't recognize him still. I'm like, you got to grow that shit back, dude.
He's the one that showed up with the edibles.
Yeah, the brownie. Yeah. I'm thinking I want some of that, but I really don't.
It's Sunday. You know how bad you're going to hurt on Monday?
Yeah. I got to get up early and shit, and it's just, it's not going to be good. But I still want some.
Good times, good times. What'd you think of the Bitch Bricks?
It's the Bitch Bricks. What do you want to say? I mean, it's the Bitch Bricks.
Should we have them on the show?
They were all right on Fucky Town, weren't they? I thought they were good.
They're out of control. I don't think we have enough beer at my house to feed them.
I know. I hadn't seen them drinking that much. There they are right now. Yeah, good.
All right, let's go see some Methinks.
Let's do it.
Any final words?
I love you guys.
All right. Later.
just saw the me thinks.
I'm sorry.
This is Matt. Fort Worth's shittiest band.
By far, not even close.
Introduce yourself real quick to us.
Marlon.
Marlon from the me thinks. Space docking with
emailing
the me thinks.
Emailing motherfucker.
Did you have a good show?
Felt all right.
Hey, look,
my cape was coming off a little bit.
Yeah.
Ray's was coming off all the way. We were having some technical difficulty.
Whose idea was the capes?
God's.
Do y'all listen to God a lot about your shows and what you should and shouldn't do?
Why wouldn't we?
It's working out for
you. Who's higher than God? Right. Who trumps God?
God wanted y'all to put the capes on?
Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
God did. I have a question. Can I wear y'all's around the rest of the day?
Yeah.
I won't. Give me one. I'll wear it around the rest of the day. You give me Johnny's?
I'll let you have mine.
So, is it true that y'all are divorcing each other after the show? After this?
We're what?
Divorcing each other.
Divorcing?
Done?
We're gay divorce.
Is this the last Me Think show we'll see in Fort Worth?
Actually, it is for a while.
Oh, yeah? All right, put it on me.
I gotta warn you, this is kind of hot.
I don't care. It looked hot.
You think it's like totally cool because it's like polyester? But no, it's kind of warm.
How badass do I look? That's what God wanted, though.
Who are we to deny God?
It's Sunday, so you should.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't go to church. It's like a more of a personal thing with God.
Marlon, how much have you had to drink?
Not that much, actually.
Is it true that your boy, old Ray, ate a brownie before the show?
I know he ate a ding dong. I don't know about a brownie.
Whoa, 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 whoa. What kind of ding-dong are we talking about? The Little Debbie chocolate filling
his
or
name,
a flesh big his dick?
I don't know. I don't want to say too much, but his name was not Debbie.
So what's the plans for the rest of the night, Marlon?
Pinkish Black.
Yep. Up next. Then what? You go home, chill out, play some Xbox.
Right.
Yeah.
Are you done now?
We're done.
But are you done for the rest of the night? Are you going to check anybody else out?
Probably stay here. Good lineup so far.
Well, it's a good show, Marlon. You guys rocked like normal.
Thanks, man. It's good to see
you. We got
to
get you guys on in the studio and stuff. They're coming on.
August 11th.
Oh, that's right. And that's y'all recording? Starting recording? Or
July 11th.
July 11th, we record. August 11th, we come back into your show.
How many songs y'all gonna do?
Two. Gonna put out a single. Gonna have an awesome party.
Shit.
I don't know.
Hey, buddy.
How are you?
Good. I'm shaking your hand, but I'm holding the mic.
Why y'all clean cut, shave? You look younger. You're like, what's going on here?
Stud summertime haircut. So.
Introduce yourself real quick. This Methinks drummer.
I'm Trucker John from the Methinks.
Trucker John, you get the biggest workout.
I do get the biggest workout, but I reap the least amount of benefit from it. So,
it's true.
I mean, as much food as that goes down the hatch, it's really just kind of counterproductive. So,
yeah.
But it's, I don't know, it could be worse.
Are you a God-fearing man, Tim?
No, I'm not.
Because I didn't see his cape. I didn't see your cape. And he told us that it was, Marlon told us it was sent from God.
I do have a cape, but... It had a malfunction right at the beginning, so...
God doesn't make mistakes.
That's not what my mom said.
That's what some... That's what some people say.
I want to congratulate you guys on 2 years of your podcast, because some fucking idiot can't just start up a show with an MP3 recorder and have a podcast.
I don't know how it all started or how we got here, but it's been 104 weeks of podcasting, and
I'm still alive.
I don't know. We're still alive.
Special edition for today.
Well, no, we're recording you guys, our friends and stuff. So,
also
it came down.
Any
guys rock?
Awesome,
John.
Thank you.
How many were good?
Glad you were here.
I heard three.
You
I heard
what?
Three that were good. Three of your shows
three
were good.
Three of our shows were at least halfway
good. That's good, yeah.
We had three that were listenable.
No, good.
I'd say really good. I'd say three were really
well,
good.
Well, you know, our show wouldn't be as good if we didn't have you guys hanging out, sending us emails, fucking with us on the voicemail, jacking around.
Yeah.
We appreciate you guys, man. I mean, this is why we do it.
I love you guys. I listen to the Funky Town podcast every week.
Well, we love you.
Wait, what?
I listen to the Funky Town podcast every week.
He thinks we're on the Funky Town podcast.
Yeah,
No, dude, that's a different.
If you're not the Funky Town podcast, who the fuck are you?
We snuck in here. We told everybody we were with them, so we wouldn't.
You know what? I thought you guys did a great House Harkonnen set tonight.
No, really, it was awesome. You guys rocked today. I'm glad we came out and saw you. Hope you guys win an award. Oh, we even didn't even mention that this is the showcase for the Fort Worth Weekly Music Awards, and you guys are nominated for, what was it?
Hard Rock.
Hard Rock, and was it just one? Yeah. I hope you guys win, man. That's awesome.
Look at this guy right here.
Brandon, Trash Pockets.
How you doing?
Howdy, doing all right, how are you?
You rock the cape, looked awesome.
The capes are surprisingly not cooling.
It didn't look like it was.
I'm wearing Marley's
cape. They probably smell really bad.
I probably will, but oh well.
What the fuck? Y'all are all wearing capes. I walked in and went, they're fucking wearing capes.
Whose idea was it for a cape?
Oh, that was definitely Marlon.
Marlon said it was God.
Maybe it was God.
Yeah. So then he
Marlon
had
does
God.
Have a, he's got,
y'all's
know,
personal
has
relationship.
A landline phone anymore, but he's got one
to God.
Directly to heaven, yeah.
Directly to God.
Whoa.
How does that
work? I don't know. It's prepaid card. How a landline to God works.
It's got a prepaid card.
You know, the secret is you got to dial 666 to get the direct landline to God.
And that's how you get to the operator.
Yeah, you have to stay on hold.
I don't think that's true.
For like
15
minutes.
No, that's not true at all.
So you guys had a good set. Y'all are recording pretty soon.
Yes,
going to get you in the studio pretty soon and hang out with y'all.
You guys are coming in August.
August.
But, you 18th. Know, we may send out the bat signal before then and go, Brandon, we need you.
Are you guys going to get married?
What's
is
up,
it
dude?
True that y'all are getting married now that it's legal?
Thank you.
No, it's cool. You're good. Yeah.
I was
now
thinking about it.
You guys getting married now?
I think so.
Now, who's marrying who? Are y'all going to go to Nevada and marry each other? So it's a big polygamy thing.
Yeah. And at least... I think half of us are ordained, so I think we could marry each other
on stage
together. Like we could all marry each other and preside over the ceremony.
Could, if you did it at a show, y'all could. Well, it wouldn't be fornicating anymore, but y'all could fuck. You know, make it official.
Yeah.
Almost like a kind of like a homo human centipede.
Yeah.
A homo human centipede. That's what we just went through.
Yeah, it's kind of different than this.
So what are you going to do the rest of tonight?
I think I'm going to catch Pinkish Black. I'd like to catch Caliche Burnout, but they're playing the same time as Pinkish Black, so they're also awesome. I'm not sure.
I want to go see the Hendersons, because they're like... They're
Harry,
like the
Harry
Beast
and
Boys.
The Hendersons?
No, the Hendersons, just straight up. You ever seen them?
I haven't seen them.
They're after Pinkish Black, but they're over there at Fred's.
Okay.
And they're very, like, Beach Boys-ish.
I can dig it.
I'm going to go check them out.
So you guys pretty stoked that you're nominated for the Best Rock Hard Rock
Band? Oh, yeah. I'm extremely stoked.
There's a lot of good names on that list.
You know, that's the hardest
all the
category.
Yeah, exactly. Period. That's why we're totally stoked to
it's
be in the...
It's between you guys and Duel.
It's no... You're not going to win it. Like, everybody else in the category is way better than us.
No.
And plus we got the Fort Worth Weekly nominated or finally acknowledged our 15 year reign as Fort Worth shittiest band.
I saw that. That's pretty amazing.
Well, you've already won in our
If
hearts,
anything, so. You guys need to go in the Fort Worth Weekly Hall of Fame and just be set there and be
as the
we're exempt from
Weekly Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit.
There is.
Do they have a podcast?
They got the Toadies. No, the Fort Worth Weekly does not have a podcast category.
Oh, they should.
They need one.
Yeah. Great.
Thanks, Brennan. Your guys' dicks look great on stage.
Thank you. I polished it really good.
It was very
night.
Weird that y'all played. Y'all took y'all's pants off mid-set.
We had the tiny cock capes.
And y'all just stood there like completely.
You gotta own it. You gotta
duct tape over your dick. Now your strip of duct tape was a little short, but
I just used scotch tape. Yeah. I didn't even have to use
the visual of the cock capes. Now I have a cock cape boner, dude.
now I'm going to wear Marlin's cape around the rest of the day.
You should. Probably it's going to smell really good by tomorrow.
Well, it's been awesome, brother. Thanks for jumping on.
Well, thanks for thanks for having us on.
You guys are awesome. You rock.
So now we were up in the air on what we wanted to do. We knew we wanted to make it over to Fred's to see the Hendersons. I believe at 8 is when they played. But we were kind of in the air of how quick we wanted to get there. Do we want to run down to Grotto? So you're going to hear a little clip here of Mandy and Brittany talking about where we're going. And what we ended up doing was we ended up going to Fred's and catching the end of Vincent Neil Emerson's set. And I'm going to play a track of his after you hear this little Mandy and Brittany clip. And then Zach and I did a quick interview with Vincent backstage. And I think you can really start telling that the beer was kicking in, at least on my part. Zach doesn't drink. So here's that.
And I've always had beer. No shots for me. I'm still an asshole.
All right, so what is Matt going
to
do?
Whatever I tell him to do.
Do y'all want to go see the Hendersons at Fred's?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
With you being a manager at Fred's, do we get a hookup?
Probably not.
Well, that sucks. Yes. Why would we go to Fred's then?
Because it's a cool fucking place. Come on. We don't go around looking for hookups. No.
Yeah, we do.
I don't. I don't.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
It's cool, I guess. Cool. Yeah.
You been here all day?
No, I just got interviewed right now.
That's all right. No worries. We'll cut out.
There's two microphones.
Yeah, we're going nuts.
All right, so right, hold on. Let's start over. Ask me another question. Hold on.
Hi, we're here with Vincent Neil Everson. This is Zach from the Funkytown Podcast.
How you doing, Bubba?
Hey. So you're playing. You just played at the where's this place? The Fred's Cafe.
Yeah, Texas Fred's. That's Fred's awesome. Texas Cafe. Texas Fred's. Fred's Texas.
A great venue.
Rock and roll.
Yeah.
Nice outdoor venue. A little hot.
It doubles as a strip club at night.
It does.
Yeah, after
Are you stripping
after
later?
One. What? No. I only work private events.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Rock and roll. Are you catching any bands afterwards?
I think I'm going to stick around and check out Jake Palachek, and maybe I heard the Hendersons are playing here too.
Right up after you.
Yeah, man. So I'm sticking around for that for sure.
Cool. Yeah. I've been here since 4, just walking around catching all the vans.
Hell yeah, dude.
Not all of them, because there's 48.
Yeah, it's a little hard.
But yeah, dude, that's...
I wanted to check out Chingalotus. Denver Williams is my roommate.
Yeah.
Really want to check out his set, but he's playing... He played the same time
right.
I did, so...
Yeah. Man, yeah, Jeff Lord's over there.
Is he?
He just listened to Chingalotus.
Just went over to check out Chingalotus, so...
Hell yeah.
Yeah,
they're great, man.
Chingalotus.
Yeah, Chingalotus.
Yeah. Me and Denver Williams are starting a side project together.
Cool. Name for it or anything like that?
I think we're going to call it the Trash Pile.
Trash Pile. That sounds awesome.
Yeah. Better the dipshits.
The dipshits.
No. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it, man.
Awesome.
So I'm Dustin with the Jerry Jonestown Massacre.
I'm Zach with the Funkytown Podcast.
And I'm leeching off Zach from the Funkytown Podcast, his interview. I'm just going on. Yeah, I'm stealing his interview totally right now. But let's do this. What do you want to drink?
Water. I'm actually 4 days sober now.
Yes.
I'm on the wagon.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hell.
Yeah.
High five.
They have Topo Chico here. I would love a Topo Chico.
I'm sure we can arrange that.
I'm going to try to get one of those things.
So we're going to hang out. We're going to watch the Hendersons. If you come back in here, I'll have one for you.
Sweet, man. Hell yeah.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll, baby.
All right, it's good seeing you, man.
Yeah, dude. Good to see you, too. Yeah.
So for a little while now, Jeffrey Lord has been talking about how the Hendersons are probably, if not his favorite, I know they're in the top five of his favorite bands in Fort Worth. And I had never seen them. Matt had never seen them. And I was really, really excited to finally get to see them here and at Fred's. If you haven't been to Fred's downtown on 7th, they have a huge outdoor area where you can sit. Stages outside. You just kind of hang out. And if you're walking up and down the street outside, you can walk by, see what's going on. Hell, if you're over right across the street is Steel City Pops. If you're over there eating a popsicle, you can kind of peer in and see who's playing. It's a great venue. It's cool, especially in the summer when you're just out there hanging out. It's like an old back porch, except with a stage for a band and a big bar. Every porch needs a giant bar. But I was super excited to see the Hendersons and finally got to see them and was completely blown away. What a great band. Make everything look so much fun and so easy. They're up there having fun, doing a type of music that I really don't think anybody else is doing around here. It's a mixture of, I don't know, the Beach Boys meets the Beatles. It's crazy. Really, really good. So I'm going to play a track by them here. Didn't record any live audio, but here is one of their songs. Take a listen to it. And I'll be back right when it's over, because then we have a mind-blowing interview.
Delilah is standing in my bedroom. She came in through my window. Now I can smell her perfume. Thank you.
So the Hendersons wrap up. We're all trying to figure out what we're going to do. Where we're going to do? No, that's not how you say that. Where we're going to go and what we're going to do. But I like where you're going to do. It's way easier saying it that way. It shortens all the words. I don't know. Anyway, so the beer's flowing. We've had a few pops, a few milkshakes, a lot of blood and honey. And Jeff is saying goodbye to the sweet Mrs. Lord. And in typical Jerry Jonestown fashion, I corner her for an epic, earth-shattering interview. And you're going to get to hear that now.
All right. So we just wrapped up a show at Fred's watching the Hendersons. And I'm here live with the one, the only, Mrs. Lord. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great.
All right. So I've got some hard-hitting questions for you. First off, your husband's podcast, what do you think?
I think it's pretty awesome.
Do you think it's a good time killer for him? Like, it occupies his mind so he's not doing other shit, like, you know, finding hookers,
taking out the trash,
finding hookers, dealing drugs.
He still does that.
All right, well, that just solves every other question I had coming after this. What's your favorite interview that he's done so far?
Gosh, I don't know. There's so many. I don't know if it's my favorite interview, but my favorite like episode was the weekly review. The weekly review. So it really wasn't an interview, but that was a fun one.
We were just talking about shit, and that went on forever. As you watched, hold on, you were waiting and you watched the finale of Game of Thrones while we were doing that, didn't you?
I watched it after. I have to record it. I don't have cable, so I download it and then watch it.
Do you have a question for Miss Lord?
What is your favorite douche?
I don't have one.
That's the worst question ever. Who the fuck would ever ask that question?
You did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh my God.
I can edit that out.
It was definitely your question.
All right. What's your... When he has a band in the house jamming, does it make you crazy?
I can't hear it. Seriously? I seriously can't hear it.
Okay.
It's a good thing because I have the boy in there with me.
Well, that's pretty good. The layout of your house... That makes sense, the way it, y'all are back.
We have solid walls, so.
So what's your favorite band that he's had play in your living room?
Actually play in the living room? I think the Band of Cessations are probably my favorite to play in. Yeah. They actually play in the living room.
Is it weird that Leon Bridges has played in your living room?
No. I don't know. I know he's
used to fuck him or something. Did you used to fuck him or something?
No.
I have a question. Did you talk about her shirt at all?
No.
I had to look at her safe. I was going, cock, pot, pie? I'm like, oh, chicken pot pie.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's also side of my body.
Timmy is saying to get it.
That's
it takes
genius.
A lot of people to figure that out.
Because they're making it straight to the cock.
Yeah, it's going cock.
You know what I think of when I say chicken? I immediately think cock. Here's a chicken, cock.
Yeah, it's not a hen, it's a cock. I was going, all right, chicken marijuana leaf, feathers. What the fuck is this supposed to mean? Oh, I get it, chicken pot, and then the symbol for pie.
So we know he's a big partaker. Do you partake?
I like chicken pot pie.
Of chicken pot pie.
All right. Because
anytime
Jeff comes over to our house, he requests chicken pot pie. So I was just wondering.
And you never have it. And you never have it.
I mean Coke.
He drinks Coke at your house?
No. Yeah, he partakes in the Coke at my house.
Oh.
Yes. Coke, yeah. I mean, you know, the soda, the pop.
No. We don't want Jeff to lose his job now.
No, I don't drink Coca-Cola. I only do cocaine.
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah. I believe that. Before I believe he drank Coke.
Are you more upset that he drinks Coke instead of doing cocaine?
No, but he don't drink Coke at home.
Coke is bad for you. Get the answer. Shit, as we're smoking cigarettes.
It makes you fat.
Look at me, dude.
Right.
Last time you see me, I've been 30 pounds since last time you seen me.
This is Jack and Coke belly right here.
This is no cocaine. I stopped the cocaine and just been drinking straight whiskey and Coke. That's what it is to you. I'm 190 pounds now. Look at me.
This is craft beer belly.
So, okay, final question. We'll leave you alone.
What happened was after the bathroom,
I got a good one.
I gotta think. I've got so many.
Oh, you have a good one?
No, I said make it. She had a good one.
No, we have two questions. What was your favorite band to see today?
Henry the Archer.
Really?
Yeah, she really the only one that I came out here to see.
No, no, she legitimately likes. I mean, that was.
He's
really
my ringtone. Oh,
and
yeah, call me and you.
They played a song just for you.
Give me your number. My ringtone.
I'm not giving you your number.
Give me your number. Give me your number. Give me your number. Give me your number. Give me your number.
Right.
And
no, seriously, I only text you perverted shit. It's cool.
See, we're going to swap. I just didn't want to pass out. That's what Elise says.
I don't give a shit.
The final question is...
Give me your number. Give me your number.
Jeff's podcast has given him a lot of notoriety. He's become a pretty famous individual in the Fort Worth music scene.
It really has.
Does this aggravate you that he's become such a big celebrity?
Yeah, I mean, we can't go anywhere. It's like a, we go to the grocery store, there's people all over.
You might talk to Bell, you're like, fuck, and leave me alone. That's what his talk is.
Right.
I just want some goddamn Nacho Supreme. Right. Fuck. Leave me alone. No.
She don't like Taco Bell. So the joke falls
flat
on her.
Yeah.
No. Okay, sorry. Whataburger. Fuck.
And okay, super, super last question. Do you really enjoy him doing this?
Yeah, I do.
Because it keeps him out of your hair for a couple hours every week.
I think that part beats her down.
That kind of beats me down.
Just because
I'm stuck in the room with
the
kid.
In the back of the house with a kid, with a 2-year-old.
You can always be part of the show.
Yeah, you want him out there.
The boy.
Just nine
question.
Volume down.
Yeah. I have a question. Okay. How many times have you been asked to cuckle?
To what?
Cuckle.
She's never been asked that question.
Oh, no? Okay.
I would say that y'all were the cutest couple in Fort Worth, but you know who's passing us right now.
These two.
The cutest couple in Fort Worth right here.
That is true.
They are.
Where y'all going?
We vote for ourselves.
I'm taking her home. Bye.
I have to leave.
Oh, you are? Why do you have to leave?
Because my family's going to a drive-in movie, and I've been missing hanging out with them a lot lately.
What drive-in movie are you going to see?
Jurassic World for the third time, because I've already seen it twice.
Really?
No.
Is it good?
No, like the one in Ennis, because they want me to.
You're going all the way to Ennis? You better haul your ass. Bye.
They raped and murdered out there.
All right, so yeah, they're the cutest couple ever. I'm sorry. I'd say Jeff Lord and Mrs. Lord, but then you got this couple walking by.
I said it on stage, did I not?
Yeah.
I mean, it's obvious. It's stating the obvious.
Okay. Final, final question. This is the fifth or sixth final question. Are you nervous and freaked out that the lead singer of Henry the Archer is sitting next to your husband?
Am I nervous and freaked out?
Like, that's the guy
who sings your favorite song.
He was on our porch.
He's smelling Jeff.
This guy. This guy's right here next to your husband.
I'm touching him.
You touched him.
I touched him.
You just touched the guy that sings your favorite song.
Uh-huh.
That's your ringtone.
That's my ringtone.
I hollered out at you on stage.
You did.
And I didn't record that song. I recorded the song afterwards. The new one, but then as soon
Which
as
was
I stopped
your
it,
song?
You go.
Why can't you hear me? That's my ringtone.
That's my favorite song.
I just stopped the recording and you said that. I was like, son of a bitch.
But Brittany recorded the whole thing.
Oh, cool.
I did.
Beginning to end, so we'll send it to you.
Right on.
Yeah.
We have the same favorite song of yours.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy.
I don't know why that's not.
No reason to be nervous around Richard.
I don't know either.
He's
I
half
know
retarded.
That's the best song on there, but it's definitely
all right, it's been fun, Mrs. Lord.
It's been fun.
I love the bass.
And I'm only going to refer to you as Mrs. Lord.
Okay.
Because it's so much fun to say Mrs. Lord.
Do you know my name? You don't know my name, do you?
Diana.
That's it.
That's
the best.
What's my middle name?
I don't know your middle name. He's never told me your middle name. He beat me to him, though.
You're paying for mine.
He beat you to it.
Okay, well, who's well?
But
he didn't know my name.
I did, too. I didn't know his middle name. Her middle name.
My first one. That's mine.
You know her name.
Yeah. Because I always want to call her Diana.
Yes, it is Diana.
Get the floodlight, too, now.
Oh, no, I always want to call her Deanna, and he always goes, no, it's Diana.
Yeah, it is Diana.
But my family calls me Dina.
That's the pet name. Yeah,
yeah, if you're around anybody in my family, I'm Dina.
Because when you're a little kid,
my sister can't say Diana.
So they called you Deanna?
She called me Dina.
Dina.
And so now I'm Aunt Dina.
That's easier.
And I always want to call you Deanna.
You combined them.
I had a...
She answers to Diana. Everybody calls her, hey, Diane. She's like, hi.
I had an aunt that was named Deanna. So that's how I remembered it.
You can call me whatever you want.
Hey, you.
Just don't call me late for dinner.
I need at least $7 from you, buddy.
From what?
Your beer.
I didn't have shit.
You had a blood and honey. Bullshit.
I didn't have fucking shit.
You had a blood and honey.
All right, that's the way we're going to end this interview.
All right.
Later. Wasn't that unbelievable? Your life may never be the same after hearing that. So as the night was wrapping up, we are reaching 9 o'clock. I believe the end of the showcase was at 10, and the after party was at Lola's from 10 till midnight. We all decided to go over and see Jetta and the Ghost Tree over at Reservoir. This was another band I have not seen yet. And if you don't know who Jetta and the Ghost Tree is, I guess the biggest thing that you would know from them is their lead singer is Brandon Lee from the band Flickerstick. Now, Flickerstick gained a lot of attention, I don't know, in the late 90s, early 2000, when VH1 did a show called Bands on the Run. And they followed three bands around the country. They had to do stupid stuff, earn cash, earn fans, all this crap, and then finally get voted as the best band on the show. And then they would get all this crazy stuff. I think it totaled to a handful of confetti, some glitter, and maybe a book of matches or something. But Flickerstick was a really great band, and Brandon, his singing is what helped push that band forward. All of them were a great unit together. And so years have passed. There were different incarnations of Flickerstick. All the guys broke off, did other bands, did solo work, did this and that. And then Brandon put together Jetta and the Ghost Tree. And I guess he put them together about mid-2013, somewhere in there. And they were nominated in the 2014 Fort Worth Weekly Music Awards for Best New Artist. And shortly thereafter, they released their first album, Clandestine, Volume 1. And I think they're working on a Clandestine Volume 2 right now. But I didn't think I had ever seen them. And I was really excited to go check them out. And then, if you heard our show on Tuesday, I was talking about, man, I got there and we start watching them. I'm listening to them. And I start feeling like, man, I've heard all this before. I've heard this. I know what's going on. I know this music. What's the deal? And over the past few days, I've been thinking about it, and I caught them, man, I can't remember, it was a little small festival out at Lola's, and I totally forgot about it, and that's why everything sounded familiar. It really, like, screwed with my brain. Of course, the drinks we'd been having all day didn't help either, but yes, my brain was like going, what is going on? This is weird. So here is... Jetta and the Ghost Tree. I recorded one song of theirs. Hopefully this quality's good. If not, oh well, deal with it. Have fun. We'll be right back.
So that was our night as far as the festival went. After Reservoir, a bunch of us all kind of splintered out, went our own way. A lot of the wives and girlfriends left. Matt and Brittany left. It left myself, my buddy, Eric Garcia, who you know from the show, Jeff Lord, Zach, Richard, and Richard's Brittany, and I think Kevin Geist, the drummer for Henry the Archer, was with us for a little bit. We hung out at Reservoir, finished our drinks, and then we walked across street to a place called the Whiskey Garden. And if you've listened to our show, we've talked about it quite a bit. It's the first bar in Fort Worth to have a swimming pool in it, at least that I know of. And wanted to go over there and check it out. So we did. We had a few more drinks, had some fun, looked around, talked. I kept Richard from getting in a fight because he wanted to fight someone. Then as I left, Richard was hugging and having fun with the guy, so I don't know. We'll have him on and he can talk about that. And we went along our merry little way. Now, according to the Fort Worth Weekly, they have had over 5,000 votes. And they've been tabulated. And the winners will be announced next weekend at the award show. And from what I know, I believe the Jerry Jonestown Massacre is going to smuggle their way in there. And we'll be there. We'll be recording, doing some interviews, talking, and having a little bit of fun. So after the award show, we'll probably talk about it on our normal show on Tuesday. And if we get some good interviews, maybe some good performances recorded, we'll do another little special like this. If not, we'll just do them on the show. But it was a fun day. It was great being out there. It was great seeing our little circle of friends. I wish more of the podcast would have made it out there. I think the Atypical guys would have had a lot of fun out there, because there were lots of drinks flowing, lots of booze, and lots of good music. And if Robotuner would have been in town, he probably would have liked it. I bet you the Epic Boys would have liked it. I don't know if they made it out there or not. I don't know. And Whiskey Boy, I know he's not doing his show anymore, but I mean, that's up his alley. So with that, I'm going to close out this show. Thanks for checking it out. Just a short little bit we wanted to do. Sorry Matt couldn't be here. But like I said, he's way too important for this now. So if you haven't, I do want to throw this out there. Speaking of Matt and him being way too important, if you haven't had a chance yet, and I forgot to talk about it on Tuesday, but I shot a video for Henry the Archer for their song Means Nothing. It was an extremely fun video to shoot. Richard wrote a really good story around the video. Really easy to do, but it is posted on YouTube. You can go to my page. You can go to Matt's page on Facebook. You can go to Henry the Archer's page. You can go to YouTube and put in Henry the Archer and put Means Nothing. Check it out. Let us know what you think, if you like it or not. Hell, critique it for me and tell me what could have been done better and how you would have changed things. And, you know, call us up. Leave a message. We have a voicemail line, 682-593-JJTM. We keep forgetting to promote that in our normal shows, but give that a call. You can call on there and critique the video. Tell me how much I suck and that I should never do that again and just stick to photography. But, yeah, this has been fun. Shoot us your emails. You know, jerryjonestownmassacre@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter, at Jerry Jonestown. And, check out the other shows. Like I said, go check out Off Radar. go check out Funky Town Podcast. Listen to what Jeff and Zach did. They did a great job because both of them ran around going crazy and did a great job mixing that together and making it sound good. So without further ado, I'm going to get out of here. We'll see you on Tuesday. I think closing us out, I'm going to play a quick song by the Methinks. Later.